With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's
come aboard.
Happy Monday. North America, the mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour Big Bang Barbecue. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Birmingham to Orlando, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. How's everybody doing? Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate you carving out some time for us on a Monday morning. Coming up this morning on the show, we'll have Jared Greenberg join us, our friend from NBA TV. As we creep closer to the All-Star break, we also creep closer to the stretch run of the NBA's regular season. Where do we stand right now in terms of power teams in the East and the West? How the playoffs are shaping up just before we hit All-Star weekend? We'll talk to Jared Greenberg in hour number 3 of this morning's show from NBA TV. We'll also look at the NBA's Philadelphia 76ers with the addition of Tobias Harris. They've now installed the Fantastic Five. Fantastic spelled with a PH in the city of brotherly love. We'll tackle that if they've now become the favorites of the East. A couple of wins since trading for Tobias coming up in about 15 minutes from now. We'll also discuss Magic Johnson going off on the Pelicans and how they acted in bad faith during the Anthony Davis negotiations. That comes your way later on in this hour. Julian Edelman is lying about his PED use and suspension, so just another day for him. Also, Bryce Harper could be staring at a big short-term deal, but no long-term deal should Bryce take the short money. Are the Knicks going to screw this thing up with Kevin Durant? And today, a historic day on the DA show, because over the weekend, we had the debut of a brand new football league, the Alliance of American Football, the AAF. You heard us pick our teams on Thursday. We've been kind of giddy about this league since it was announced. The DA show thrives on the fringe sports and the fringe sports stories of society. But the AAF making some big-time waves in week number 1, and we promised this to you. Many of you grew up on or grew to love, if you were an adult, NFL primetime with Chris Berman, Tom Jackson, the music, the indelible music. Well, we here on the DA show have decided to bring you on Mondays throughout the spring, Alliance Primetime. Andrew Bogish will be playing the role of Chris Berman. Mraz will be playing the role of Tom Jackson. I'll be playing kind of a two-headed role of Bill Pito and how Mike Florio gives you league news now for Sunday Night in America, or Football Night in America on Sunday nights. We'll do the first ever edition of Alliance Primetime using the old school primetime music and highlights from around the league coming your way at 10:40 Eastern time. So that'll be 7:40 Pacific. 10:40 Eastern time, 7:40 Pacific. It's the first ever edition of Alliance Primetime. And frankly, we're all giddy around here. We are geeked out, we are amped up, and we are giddy about the first ever edition, the debut of Alliance Primetime. All of that coming your way this morning on the show, 855-212-4CBS. If you want to jump in on any of those topics, it's a toll-free number, 855-212-4227 on Twitter, DA on CBS. So over the weekend, one of the most notable sports stories, and I'm sure you heard Taz the Moose discuss this before we came on the air, was that ratings-wise, the Alliance did really well on Saturday night. Saturday night was an NBA game on ABC, and the Alliance had two different games going simultaneously based on your region on CBS. So this was not cable versus cable or network versus cable. This was ABC network versus CBS network. And when you're on the flagships, when you're on the big mamas, you'll get good numbers. Saturday night, incredibly, the Alliance outrated the NBA. Now, this is the NBA in the middle of its stretch run. This is the NBA with a couple of glamour teams playing on Saturday night with superstars. And here is a brand new spring football league. It was Legends v. Apollos in one game and Commanders v. Fleet in the other. And that actually outrated basketball. So what does this tell us? It does not tell us what the long-term health is of the Alliance, because the XFL had huge numbers on opening night, and it went poof after just 1 year. The USFL had really good ratings numbers on its opening day, and again, it did not survive. So we have no idea about that. It just means novelty could factor in. It's on network TV. We will not have another game until the Alliance Bowl, the championship game on CBS.
The championship game on CBS, yeah.
So we won't have another game to really compare it to. The other games now will be on CBS Sports Network on the cable side, TNT, or the NFL Network. But there were a lot of eyeballs. I'm not concerned about the rating so much, although I will say I don't think the Alliance had great promotion, and to already get that number means that spring football, there's a void. There's a need. There's a niche there. You can work there if you do it well. I'm not so concerned, though, about the rating number. People will freak out about that. It's going to go down next week. I'm sure it'll go way down over the course of a 10-week season. Here's what I'm interested by. If you are a football fan, there are things the Alliance is doing that is exposing football in terms of the NFL and college football, exposing the weaknesses of the NFL and big-time college football. When you watched the Alliance this weekend, there were a couple of things. I thought there was a three-tier thing here, three-headed monster, one, two, and three. There were three dynamics that I said, this is better in the Alliance than the way they do this in the NFL and big-time college football, and it's going to remind everybody there's a better way to do football. Has the Alliance already exposed some of the NFL's problems? It is where we begin. You're cold open.
Ball, the ground helps them. We're going to let it stand.
So she's going to agree with the call on the field. No touchdown. She feels that the ground helped the catch at the end of the catch.
Definitely touched. Wait a minute, 1 second. We've got an elbow down. It's got it and touched. Nope, we're going to overturn this and reverse this to a catch in the end zone for a score by Orlando.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, Grundy.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
That was from the broadcast on Saturday night. That was Gary Danielson alongside Andrew Catalan on one of the broadcasts on CBS. And what you heard was the female voice of Terry Valenti, who was the replay official. What you heard was her openly discussing how to review a play call and what the ruling was. Guys, this is the first part that the NFL isn't getting right, and the Alliance is. Transparency on how they call reviews. Again, it's way easier when it's the Apollos versus the Legends, and you're kind of talking your way through a ruling, and it doesn't really matter because it's a brand new league and it's week number one versus Saints-Rams NFC Championship game. But think about how the NFL hid, absolutely hid, from how it came to the conclusion of no flag on the Nickell Robey-Coleman play that should have put the Saints in the Super Bowl and would have given us a better Super Bowl. I know Drew Brees is scoring more than 3 points and not looking like a yellow puddle the same way that Jared Goff did. Transparency in the booth was fun. It was interesting. It was cool. Number two, the NFL and college football's pace can be a slog. Look, I go to an SEC road game every single year, and I know I am pot committed inside that stadium for minimum 3.5, sometimes 3:45, and if there's a lot of offense, nearly 4 hours. And I know in those 4 hours, there's a lot of stoppage time. There's not a lot of great in-game entertainment. There's bad Wi-Fi in the stadium. I know it's going to be problematic for those 4 hours I am inside that stadium. There is no need for the NFL to have 3-hour and 15-minute games in regulation and college football to have 3.5 or 3:45, because if you watched over the weekend, the Alliance played 60-minute football games, 4 15-minute quarters in 2.5. Commercial breaks were either 30 seconds or a minute. It was 2:30s or 1:30. Oftentimes, they cut away in commercial, but didn't really fully cut away and simply have the action on the side, the huddle, the timeout, and then the commercial within the same TV screen so you could keep an eye on what was going on so it hooked you there. Fox has tried this. They've dabbled with this during NFL games. But again, there is no need for us to go touchdown, review it, cut away to commercial. Extra point, review it, cut away to commercial. Kickoff, cut away, go to commercial. There's no reason for that. And what the NFL and college football has done is sold its rights fees for so much money, hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, that the networks have to squeeze in every damn commercial possible. And so they are soaking every last second for more advertisements to make back their money that they've invested in the rights fees. In the Alliance, they're not worried about that. It looks like they have like 4 sponsors. Okay, there's like 4 different commercials running. That's it. So they run a 30 second or 2 30-second during breaks. That means you're never away from action for more than 1 minute, and they whip through these games, plus running clock for most of the game meant you got in and out in 2.5 hours. It was perfect. The NFL and college football, this is showing you don't need to play 3.5-hour games unless you're greedy. And number three, and I thought this was, you could not have expected this or predicted this. The viral moment of the weekend was either the Philly special run by the Orlando Apollos and Steve Spurrier, where it was a double handoff and throw back to the quarterback for a touchdown, which Catalan and Danielson brilliantly called either the Orlando special or the Snowbird special. Or I thought the most viral play of the weekend was Sean Washington coming through and absolutely dismantling Fleet quarterback Mike Berkovici, former Arizona quarterback. Absolutely lit him up to the point where Berkovici's helmet essentially pops off, like his head's not connected to his body anymore. It is one of the most explosive sacks we've seen in organized football in a long time. And there was no flag. And why was this viral? It's because we are so prone and conditioned to the NFL not doing anything to the quarterback that the moment you hit him even hard, it's a flag. This was an annihilation. This was a destruction of Berkovici. His head nearly came off. And there was no flag. And he had to pop up and had to get back in the huddle because this is not a guy that can wimp out and go down to the sidelines and take off 2 drives. He's going to try to make an NFL roster. He can't afford to not be playing in this game. And I love it. These are guys playing for the love of the game. They're not on $100 million contracts. This is a three-year, $250,000 deal for most of these guys. They're making like $7,000 to $10,000 a game. They've got to play. So Bergovici getting blown up reminded me, oh, right, this is what it looks like when you're allowed to hit the quarterback. You could hit guys nearly out of bounds, no flags. There was no unnecessary roughness. I mean, when the Chiefs put an arm or a hand within 6 inches of Tom Brady's face mask but didn't touch it, it was a flag. Here, you could destroy guys and it was not a penalty. It was therapeutic. It was like, oh, right, in football, that's right. We used to be allowed to hit quarterbacks. There used to be big hits because now linebackers, defensive ends, are not allowed to come full speed at QBs. They're never going to see that play in the NFL. We'll never see that play, ever. Because guys are taught, don't hit a quarterback that hard. If you've got a clean shot at a QB, slow up, strip the ball. Go for the ball, go for the strip sack, go for the fumble. Do not lay the guy out because you'll get flagged. And it was therapeutic. It was marvelous. It was awesome. The Alliance immediately exposed some problems with the way that we watch and the way that we legislate the NFL and big-time college football. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. I thought also the most promising aspect of the league was it wasn't sloppy. Not every game was great, but it was relatively good football. And if it was bad, sloppy, ugly football, it would be a problem. That's not sustainable in terms of something you would want to watch. I thought over the weekend there was some really good quarterback play. There were some really good skill position guys. I thought there were some unbelievable catches, some good wide receiver play, good running back play. Overall, if that's your week one where you've had relatively little practice and training camp and preseason, that's a really good sign because the football was watchable and it was organized. You know, you can feel when something looks minor league. It didn't. Those were real players that could make NFL rosters. Those were real coaches that have coached in the NFL. Those were real officials, even though I hated the officials' uniforms. What was that? Looked like they had a black straitjacket on. Terrible. Like they were going to a three-piece suit dinner. But overall, it looked like good football, and it was good football play for the most part, and that means there's a reason to come back. We'll do Alliance Primetime coming up at the end of hour number two. Ba, 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 da, ba. When we come back, have the Sixers become the Eastern Conference favorite? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Open now for brunch.
Really appreciate what you do for us. I genuinely would love to hang out with you. That's how you make me feel. I'm sure that's how you make a lot of the D-Aliens feel as well.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
We appreciate you very much around here. And a reminder that you can listen on any device or watch on any device. You can listen using the CBS Sports app, radio.com, or Apple Music. You can watch on any device by going to watchda.com. You got a smart TV? Pop us up on your TV. If you've got video components on your phone, which most people do nowadays, watch at watchda.com. Also on a laptop, on a tablet, on a PC, watch the show. Again, watchda.com.
Electronically ignorant.
It's an Ask the Pros Day brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. So send me your question, DA on CBS. That's on Twitter, DA on CBS. And I'll answer that question later on in the show. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Philadelphia 76ers yesterday get a 143-120 win over the Lakers. How funny is this? I mean, the 76ers are scoring in the 140s. Now, granted, the NBA has opened up defensive constraints, offensive constraints, rather. And so this year we've seen this kind of explosion offensively, but we're now watching a Sixers team, like a lot of other teams, play games of the 120s, 130s, and 140s. But you can't ignore that Tobias Harris, the trade for Tobias, has certainly made the Sixers better. You could argue they now have one of the best starting fives in all of basketball. Some have said it's the second best starting five in all of basketball, behind only the Golden State Warriors. Is it possible the Sixers right now have the best starting five in all of the Eastern Conference? J.J. Redick added 21 points yesterday on 8 of 13 shooting. Obviously a sharp shooter that's very deadly from beyond the arc. Jimmy Butler, Joel Embiid, the best two-way player right now, at least in terms of a big man in the NBA. I think you could make that point. Embiid went for 37 and 14 yesterday and is destructive on the defensive side. Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris. Tobias went 9 of 14 shooting with 22 points. So since they've traded for Tobias, the 76ers have looked very good. Is it sustainable? As long as egos are kept in check. I think that's always been the worry in Philadelphia. Is everybody going to be okay with a lack of shots? And is Jimmy Butler going to be firebrand Jimmy Butler? Is he going to be a guy that rips people apart, that pushes people too far, that is mercurial, hard to coach? Or is he going to be able to fall in line and help people? Because when you've got good Jimmy, you've got a great player. When you've got dysfunctional or diabolical or grenade-throwing Jimmy, you're cooked. For the time being, if Jimmy Butler wants to win and he wants to play deep into the playoffs and he wants to get to an NBA Finals, this unit that he has is the best unit he's ever played on to do so. And if he really is about winning, then Butler will help his teammates and help his coach get there. I still really like the Toronto Raptors. And I know the Bucks are right now the top seed of the East. And the Bucks have Giannis, who in terms of a singular force in the East, he is the best singular player in the Eastern Conference. He's better than Joel Embiid. In my mind, he's better than Kawhi Leonard. He's the best single player in the East. And so that's one thing with the NBA. If you've got the best player on the floor, oftentimes you win. The Bucks have been phenomenal. Their coaching change has worked out perfectly. They've opened up the offense, and Giannis has become a super-duper star. I still like the Raptors, though, because I think top to bottom, including a bench, you get the most bang for your buck with Toronto. You get a superstar in Kawhi, a two-way star who will play good defense, sometimes great defense, sometimes otherworldly defense in Kawhi. You've got a team that has been there in the playoffs, been a one seed, and you've got one of the best benches in the NBA, and now you add a player like Gasol at the deadline. I like the Toronto Raptors as the best team of the Eastern Conference right now. The Celtics, there is clearly something wrong, and watching Kyrie go down the way that he did and them blowing that 28-point lead once again makes you have to question what exactly to believe and expect out of the Celtics. They came into this season as the favorites in the East, and right now they're the fifth seed. Right now they wouldn't even have home field advantage, home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs. Whew. That's a tough hill to climb. And after what they just showed us, blowing that lead against the Clippers the other day, a Clippers team that is looking to tank, 28-point lead, problematic. You know, we'd all thought that Brad Stevens was this beautiful basketball whisperer that could get the most out of any team. But this year, he has not gotten the most out of this team. There is something awry. Now, they've got some months to pick it up, and they've got 2 months until the playoffs start, and maybe they end up becoming a really dangerous team once everything coalesces later on in the year. But to this point in time, you can't trust the Celtics. Even Celtics fans can't trust the Celtics. The Sixers have the best starting five, but they've got no bench. And that Butler thing always worries me. The chemistry within that locker room will always worry me. So at the moment, I'm still betting on the Raptors as the best team of this East. But damn, Sixers have looked good since they got Tobias. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well. DA on CBS. When we come back here on the show, your best audio of the day. We've got Magic Johnson going after Pelicans management for throwing him around the bend with that Anthony Davis trade stuff. Also, we will play for you a debut, a sneak peek of the Alliance Primetime Open that we have. A sneak peek next segment. It sounds just like primetime. You're going to love it. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
DA, word up, nation of the aliens, much respect. I'm loving it, man.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Subscribe to the podcast. You'll get full episodes of the show every single day and the permission granted podcast. Simply search DA and CBS on iTunes or other places that podcasts are downloaded, and you can subscribe for free. Doing More is brought to you by the Home Depot, next generation of home improvement. Everything you need to do projects smarter, the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Taking a look at a player doing more for his team. Jalen Marshall, Apollo's wide receiver, one of the biggest studs of the weekend. It was Alliance opening weekend. He caught the first ever Alliance of American Football touchdown, AAF, and followed that by also throwing a touchdown to Orlando quarterback Garrett Gilbert in what is being dubbed the Orlando Special. Nice job by Catalan and Danielson on the call. The Apollos throttled the Atlanta Legends 40-6, scoring the most points of any team in week number one. We are all Alliance all the time, apparently, here on the show. Andrew Bogish led your headlines with Christian Hackenberg's disaster of a day and yesterday's Alliance scores. We'll do Alliance primetime coming up here in about an hour from now. And the cold open was about the Alliance also, so can't say we didn't try. How much Alliance did you watch this weekend out of the four games, Moraes?
I watched, I would say, nearly every snap of all four games. Now, granted, this,
every snap of all four games?
I sent my wife out to hang out at a girl with a girls' night with her friend. Saturday night, I put up both TVs. Uh-huh. Luckily, for those of you asking, the Alliance streams every game that's not on CBS Sports Network on their website.
Okay.
So I watched both games, two TVs, as if it was an NFL Sunday with the red zone on one, the main game on the other, flipping back and forth in volume. Sunday, I had to go to in-laws for Sunday dinner. I made sure I arrived early to watch the entirety of the Express Birmingham Iron game.
Uh-huh.
And then Sunday night, while I did have to do husband duties and have the Grammys on, I propped open on the Alliance website the Hot Shot Salt Lake game. And then once my wife went to take a shower, that took over on the big screen. So I watched every single snap essentially, but not all with audio.
Okay, so you're an Alliance insider at this point in time. What was your single biggest takeaway from the weekend? One big takeaway.
A top-heavy league. I think the four teams that won are the four best teams and the four teams we will see in the playoffs, and I think you're going to see some bad football out of a couple teams such as the Atlanta Legends.
So unfortunately, a little bit like the NBA, we know who's in the playoffs before the games even start.
I really believe that. I think the four winners you saw will be the four playoff teams, and look, it's just going to be a matter of whether defense wins championships in Birmingham or whether Hot Shots and Apollo's offenses prevail.
1 hour from now, we will have Alliance primetime. We want to bring back the nostalgia of NFL primetime with Berman and Jackson and Bill Pito to a lesser extent. And so Bogish is going to do the play-by-play. Moraes is going to do the color analysis. And I'll play a bit of a make Mike Florio around the league role. Here's how the open is going to sound. Our production team absolutely nailed it. I want to give you a sneak peek.
The DA Show is dusting off the old tapes. We're doing highlights the way it used to be. It's Bogish. It's Moraes. It's DA. It's Alliance Primetime. And it starts now.
How good is this?
Chills. Chills.
How good is this?
Unbelievable.
Chills going down my spine right now. All right, get Bogusini. Let's do it right now. What are we waiting an hour for?
Oh, this is going to be great. And we'll do this every Monday. We'll go over the headlines and the highlights of the Alliance with old primetime music under it. It's going to be awesome.
As long as the league doesn't fail, which is still on the board of Vegas.
By the way, yes, even though they've gotten off a full weekend, you could still bet on if the championship game is not played. So next hour, Alliance Primetime here on the show. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. John tweets, DA, the 76ers are so lethal, their starting five could even challenge Golden State's starting five. Let's slow the roll there, John. I appreciate the optimism. I would love to see an NBA equal to the Warriors, but nobody is the Warriors right now because the Warriors still have two of the top three or the top four players of the NBA in KD and Steph. You can't say the same thing about the 76ers. Joel Embiid is amazing. Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris, Jimmy Butler, J.J. Redick, all good players. Some all-stars in there. But they don't have two of the top four or five players or the top three or four players of the NBA. And because of that, we can't put them up against the Warriors in terms of best starting five. You want to make the argument best starting five of the East? I'll listen. Do not tell me they are up against the Warriors. Plus, oh, by the way, Golden State has won three championships. Philadelphia's won squat. I love the idea, though, that adding Tobias Harris now pushes Philadelphia into that next stratosphere because I want to see teams get aggressive feeling as though they've got a window to win a title instead of feeling as though that the championship is already set and that there's no use in being aggressive. I didn't like that the last couple of years where it felt like, what's the use? I still kind of feel like it's what's the use this year. To me, if the Warriors play the way that they're capable of, and they stay healthy, they're going to win the championship again. And then I hope Kevin Durant leaves the offseason to destabilize the dominance. But to this point in time, I just feel like if they are playing together the way they're capable, again, nobody's taking down the Golden State Warriors. Although, as you know, I hope I'm wrong because I like unpredictability. I like fresh faces. It's why I'm sick of the Patriots. It's why I'm sick of the Warriors. Let's get to your best audio of the day.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Magic Johnson calling out the Pelicans front office.
No. We knew that basically at the end of the day, what happened happened. And we knew that when we first started. So, you know, in terms of what happened. But hey, it is what it is. I'm going to say this again. Quit making this about thinking these guys are babies because that's what you're treating them like. They're professionals.
Do you
all of them. And this is how this league works. They know it. I know it. That's how it goes. So we got to move forward, and we are moving forward. They played outstanding against Boston. Give them credit. And then we want to play well today and continue on. This is a part of the league. This is a part of the – you got a good side of the business that we get paid to be professional basketball players. But then there's deals like this.
So that was Magic calling out the Pelicans in what he thought was not good faith in negotiating for AD. And I think that that's probably true. I think what we learned was there was going to be no deal that the Pelicans took for AD. They were going to wait until the offseason to wait for other suitors, specifically the Boston Celtics. And so they basically dragged along the Lakers to show their hand, knowing that there was no deal they were going to take, because by the end, the Lakers offered everybody but LeBron, their entire roster, for AD, including draft picks and including taking back bad salaries, and they still wouldn't do it. So literally there was nothing that could have been offered to the Pelicans that they would have taken. But my favorite quote was from Magic, quit making this about thinking these guys are babies, because that's what you're treated them like. They're professionals, all of them. This is how this league works. They know it. I know it. That's how it goes. So we've got to move forward. We are moving forward. They played outstanding against Boston. Give them credit. This is part of the league. You've got a good side of the business, and there's deals like this. Talking about, well, should the leaks of who's going to be traded, is it going to upset some of these players? Is it going to bother some of these young guys? Are they going to be thrown off? And Magic saying, quit treating them like babies. They're professionals. They know they can be traded. They know this is a business. We've got a business to run. And I like that. Magic has been there. Magic has been criticized. Magic, before he was Magic, was Tragic Johnson. And I like Magic saying, quit coddling these guys, though they can't handle trade rumors. It's a business. We're running a business, which sets the tone. Some of y'all are going to get traded this offseason. Some guys aren't going to be back here. So you know what? Suck it up. Play well. You're pros. I like that from Magic. San Francisco Giants CEO Larry Bear at the team's fan fest suggested they would be trying to bring in Bryce Harper if the price was right.
We want to be able to pursue players to bring championships back to the Giants fans. And look, Bryce Harper is an amazing player. It's very hard, and these are competitions, and I can't handicap it. I don't know where we are, but we're giving it a shot.
I'll talk about this more coming up next hour, but if you are the Giants, you're jumping into this fray later in the process, because now the price has changed. It sounds like if the Giants are interested or involved, it's because Bryce Harper might be willing to take a short-term big money deal. And that means that there's not a lot of big money long-term deals out there. And that means if the Giants are looking at that, other teams should as well. Look, if you can get Bryce Harper for 2 years, $70 million, you should be looking at that. I mean, I could understand not wanting to invest in a guy that turns 30 or 31 or 32 later on in his career with a 5, 6, 7 year deal. But if you're talking about a 2 year deal, money's good right now. He instantaneously makes you better. And for 30 to 35 million bucks right now, yeah, give him a 2 year deal. There should be other teams in on this. And finally, Baker Mayfield looking into next season.
Sounds cocky, but you know what? I am who I am because I always believe in myself. And, you know, I expect to be able to do my job at a very high level. You know, I work for that, and I have the right people around me, and I trust them to do their job as well.
Our toll-free line brought to you by Geico, 855-212-4227. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Geico.com, 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. I've said this before, say it again. Baker Mayfield's cockiness right now works. Chip on his shoulder works. And keep playing that card if it's working for your team, if it's working for your teammates, if it's working for you. You are a rookie. You're trying to drag the Browns out of the doldrums of Loserville. You're trying to get people on board with what you're saying. You're trying to prove yourself as a leader and a winner. And you are looking across the sideline at Hugh Jackson. You are looking for any edge. You're willing to trash talk. I'm okay with that right now. I think, though, that using that card later in your career is going to get tiresome. At some point, as a quarterback, as the leader, you can't always be fighting with other guys. You can't always be fighting with other coaches or players or teams. You know, it's one thing if you're Brady and you're looking for a combative edge. Nobody thinks we can do this. They think we're too old, blah, 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 all that nonsense. It's another thing to be kind of openly fighting. And there's a line there. There's a line. And I think that Baker's going to have to try to walk that line. For now, it's working. I would not tell him, don't do this. I would just say you'll eventually have to mature and evolve into what you use as motivation. And just know that what works now won't always work if you want to have a long investment and a long experience and career in the NFL. 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, DA on CBS. Next hour, what a big hour here on the show. We'll discuss Bryce Harper's options on short-term deals. Coming up next, we'll talk about why Julian Edelman is lying about his PED suspension and the first ever edition of Alliance Primetime. Bam, 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 bam. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.